Well, my name is Ellen Wallstrom. I'm a PhD student at Aarhus University in Denmark, Northern Europe. And I have been working on cover crops. And my project for this presentation is alleviation of soil compaction using the cover crop fodder radish as the biological tillage tool. The background for looking into this is that soil compaction is a major threat to soil quality. The increased soil strength by trafficking, by machinery in the fields, causes this increased soil strength, reduced macroporosity, and this water infiltration is reduced. But I will focus on the reduced root growth and subsequently reduced crop yield due to this. The alleviation of soil compaction is something that has been going on. The major thing that has been used is the deep mechanical tillage, also called deep mechanical subsoiling, where you have a machine that goes down to about 50-60 centimeters, depending on the machine, loosening the soil. It has been shown that this is not very good in all soils, so the recompaction after 3 years after doing this is actually more compact soil than before this the subsoiling was done. So we need some other ideas how to do it. So we're looking into biological tillage. And biological tillage is the use of a crop to penetrate the hard pan that we create. So I look at soil compaction in 30 to 50 centimeters primarily, which is the major soil compaction in Denmark. So we want a crop that can penetrate this compacted soil layer and thereby create biopores through this that then the subsequent crop can use to bypass this if they don't have strong enough roots to penetrate it. So I've been looking into it and I have chosen fodder radish, which is a commonly used cover crop, to study further into this because they have this kind of roots. And it has been studied a little bit, the biological tillage, but never in Nordic conditions. So the objective of the study was to alleviate soil compaction with biological tillage. And the hypothesis was that biological biopores created by the fodder radish roots can be reused by the spring barley and therefore increase over the years the reuse. And then the treatment differences. I have different compaction treatments, and therefore the differences between the treatments would then decrease with time as the biopores are being reused beneath the compacted soil layer. The methods I've been using is the penetration resistance with a field petrometer. This is the first machine here, which we then use down to 90 centimeters, and then I'm measuring the yields of the spring barley. And then to compare this, to look at the root, I have been using the horizontal mineralized drones, which is this down here. It's a big trench. And then we go down and we have different horizontal tubes going in three different depths. And there we then measure the roots in a transparent tube going into the soil. And then we take a camera in, and then we film on the upper surface of the tube. This is then a picture you would see. You would see the soil on the surface. And then to make it easier for me to count the roots, I then make a cross with the software on the pictures afterwards. And therefore, I can count the roots and make a root intensity. The experimental setup was a field trial. 5 by 10 meters plots, 4 block replications, and I did the experiment from 13 to 16. I had 3 different compaction treatments. They were done from 2010 to 13 prior to the experiment. So the compaction treatments were reference, a 3-ton and an 8-ton wheel load with 3 bar tire pressures where they drive wheel by wheel, so the whole field is compacted. It was a plowing experiment, down to 22 centimeters every day, and then I used spring barley, followed by the fodder radish in autumn. And in Denmark, fodder radish does not overwinter, it is killed during winter by the frost. This is how the penetration resistance looked in the field in the middle of my experiment in 2015. You see the different depths I was looking at, 30, 50, and 70 centimeters, and you see that it peaks at 35 centimeters, where there's 1 megaton difference, megapascal difference, from the reference to the 8 ton, which is not a lot. I had hoped for more, but this is what we got to work with. So this is the major differences we are looking at. So we're looking above, below, and further below to look at how the roots are reacting according to this soil compaction. This is what a time series would look like. So from the beginning, we can not distinguish the root by what crop it is, but what time we're looking at it. So we're looking at the dates, and we know that fodder radish is growing in this season, so if a root is appearing, it's a fodder radish root. So for the first two pictures, it's a fodder radish. For the subsequently 4 or 5 pictures, it is spring barley. So this is only some pictures, so I'm only showing you some pictures. So you see here that in the beginning, there's no roots really, that's only the one up here. But then we have this one to focus on. So this is a spring barley root. And then we see that here, it's actually dead. This is the spring afterwards. And then we see here, the spring barley afterwards, there's a root following almost the same path as other ones. So here we would say that it's reusing the biopore that was created by the fodder radish. So this was how we are distinguishing the reuse of fodder radish biopores or other. And we also see here that this one root in 2015 is also following the same trend as this one, so they are reusing the biopores. The root intensity measured for the fodder radish, we see that it varies between years and it varies between depths. I did not find, there was a big variation in the data, so I did not find any significant differences between treatments. So we see the green is the reference and the blue is the 8 ton. And there's even, yeah, there's quite big differences, but they're not significant. So there was a big variation in the first year. But we see here, it's higher for 2014 compared to 15 and 16. I'm still figuring out why, but it's the beginning. So we see that if there's no significant differences between treatments, that this crop could be used as a biological tillage tool, as it is not being hindered between the depths from the compaction. For the spring barley, there's also a big variation, but there are still no significant differences between treatments. Unfortunately, of course, we had hoped that. But we see that also here, that there is more roots present in 2014 compared to 15 and 16, with 16 being the lowest. So this is comparable to the yield that we will see later, that root growth also is related to yields. Here is the biopore reuse, so the proportions of root channels that are being reused. So we see that there is a big variation for fodder radish between the different years and for spring barley as well. It is higher in 30 centimeters for the first year, for all years compared to the others. The same is not seen for spring barley, only for the first and second, the first, the 2014 and 16, we see that it's higher for 30 centimeters compared to 50 and 70 centimeters. We would have assumed otherwise, as they would be penetrating the compacted soil layer, but the results show this. And then we have 15, where there's no differences between spring barley between depth. We have the yields, depending on how you do statistics, always. But I did a repeated measure and over the years, and it shows that there is a significant difference between treatments. And we see that the yield loss is 6, 8, and 8%. So even though we introduced a biological tillage tool into the system, we did not see a reduced difference between treatments over the years, and we did not see an increase in yields over the years either. So the effect we were hoping for, we did not see. But we're hoping that because we introduced this into the system, that these bioports will be used in the further years, because bioports are very persistent in soil, so of course they can be used later time. So my conclusion for my hypothesis are that the bioports created by the fodder radish will be reused by spring barley and increased over the years. The root channels were not increased with years, unfortunately. But for this, we only have a part of the picture, so we can only say something about the root channels that we observe. There's of course other root channels in the system that are being reused, so we can't take those into consideration. So it's only part of the picture. And for the second one, we see that the treatment differences did not decrease with time beneath the compacted soil layer. We were hoping for it, but that was our hypothesis and we could not prove it. And others, that the yield differences did not reduce over time. So this was my study. So thank you for listening, and here's my acknowledgement to the technical and funding.
Excellent. We have 2 minutes for questions.
Pounds per square inch, or pressure, I should say, pressure is generated by the tips of those roots of the plants you were using. Do you have any idea?
No, not at all. I did not look into that. But I'm thinking that the penetration resistance does not correlate to the root tips anyways, so it's kind of hard to see.
I know you probably didn't measure it, but I didn't know if you looked through the literature to see if they were.
No, I didn't. Yes?
What was the soil type in these studies?
A sandy loam.
Sandy loam?
Yeah. Yes?
I know that this was not part of your study, but I was just wondering, what did you know about
no and yes. we actually did plant these earlier than you would do in a normal crop rotation, but and we did it differently than we would do on a farm anyways, because they were in the soil, they were tilled in the soil. Normally they do make deep roots even though we plant them later, so it's not a problem with deep roots. I have done studies previous where they were at normal broad spread into the fields 2 weeks before planting of or harvesting of the main crop, and it worked fine, the deep roots as well. So yeah, in Denmark it's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question? Did you notice a difference in morphology, root morphology structure as it approached the fan? Were you able to look and see if the roots went horizontal and looking for a place to go through?
No, I didn't see that at all. We were hoping to see it in them in restaurants, but we didn't. So that was what we were expecting.
Yes.
So, but no, I didn't do any other studies than looking at roots in the mineralized room. I was hoping to have time, but no, didn't.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.